Bezrat Hashem Yisparech, today we begin Brachos, Daf Chav Dalad, the 23rd Daf in Shas. We pick up six lines from the top on Chav Dalad Amud Aleph, Bar Kapa, Tzir, La, Bekilsa. Our Gemara is talking about tefillin, where tefillin is put after it is used. The Gemara tells us that Bar Kapara, Tzir, La, Bekilsa, Umafik, Limar Shahim. Bar Kapara, when he put away the tefillin, he put it in a curtain that was hanging around his bed, and the tefillin, the kesher of the tefillin, stuck out from the outside of the urea, outside of the curtain, Rashi explains. Mafik lemar shehan levad. Rav Shisha Brei D'Ravidi, he put it in a different place. Manach le ashar shifa, Uparis Sudra Alave. Rav Shisha placed it on to a bench, and he had a curtain, like a kerchief, spread over it. According to the Ritva, the way Rav Shisha had done it was he actually had the tefillin put in its kli, in words like what we would call today the tefillin boxes, and then he had a curtain over it. And that's the halacha of kis besoch kis, which says that one is allowed to do certain things in front of the tefillin if it's in a kis besoch kis. I'm Rav Amnuna Brei Rav Yosef. Rav Amnuna said in the name of Rav Yosef, Zimna have koimna kamedu Rav. Once I was in front of Rava, va'amarli, and he said to me, Zil aisli tefillin. Go and bring my tefillin. Vashke chasinu, being kare l'kese shelo k'neged rosha, and I found it on his bed between the pillow and the sheet. We had learned yesterday that on the top of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, that was where actually Rabbi Yirmiyah had placed his tefillin. Rabbi Amnuna continued, Vavi Yadana, but not only that, I learned something else. I knew that at that night, Yom Tefillah Hava, it was the night that his wife had gone to the mikvah. And the reason he sent me was he wanted to teach me a halacha lemaisa. And that is that the halacha is following Shmuel. Afilu ishto imo, the Gemara tells us on Chav Gimel and Mebeis, four lines from the bottom, one is allowed to have the tefillin in the room. Provided, according to the action of Rava, that it's between the pillow and it's not ba'ofen gilui. Agmuran halacha l'maisa hu da'avid. The Gemara continues, Boi minei Rav Yosef b'reiz Rav Nechunim Rav Yehuda. What would the halacha be? Shnayim she'ishanim b'mita achas. There are two men that are sleeping in the same bed. Ma'u she'zei yachsu panav yikra krishma. Zei yachsu panav yikra krishma. What if one would turn his head and read krishma and the other turn their head, his head and read Kriya Shema? Would that be enough, or would they have to be covered? Shmuel said, it's permissible, even though Ishto is emo. So if Ishto is emo, we would be makel. So too, over here, if two men are next to each other, we'll also be makel. Asks the Gemara, no. Maskev la Rav Yosef, Ishto, v'loimi boy acher, adarabba. Ishto gufo. Ishto kegufo. We consider one's wife like oneself. Acher lo kegufo. And because the husband and wife are so used to being with each other, not every time they're with each other are there hirhurim. With someone else, the halacha might be different. The Gemara continues on the first line of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph Meisive. I'll ask you the following question. Shnayim sheyishanim b'mita. There are two people that were sleeping in a bed. Echad ze in one bed, achas. Each one, all he has to do is turn around and read. V'tanya achriti, yet we learned in another braisa a seeming contradiction. Hayosha memita, ubanav ubnei vesa b'tzida, hareza lo yikare kriyashma. The halacha is that they're not allowed to read kriyashma when they're in the same bed. Elam ken hoyset talis mafsekis bineim. Only if a talis divides them. The only exception is if there are small children.
analyzes the Gemara. The question hasn't started yet. Now we're getting involved with the two different positions of Rav Yosef and Shmuel. We had seen that Rav Yosef is more lenient specifically in regards to one's wife. However, with others, there will always be an Isser. According to Shmuel, we do not differentiate between one's wife and others. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishlam of the Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, that differentiating one's wife and others, so then there's no steer between the two brises. Loi kasha, haba ishtoi, haba acher. The brisa that says that's permissible is talking about with his wife. The other brisa is talking about with others. Elo l'Shmuel, kasha, but l'Shmuel, who did not differentiate between the two, is stuck. Answers the Gemara, amel l'cha Shmuel Rav Yosef. Shmuel will defend himself and say the following. Mi nicha, everything is good according to your position. Vatanya, but there is another brisa that states, Hayashim b'mita, ubanav b'nei beisam mita, lo yikari kriyashma, elim kein haisa talisam avsekes b'neim. That there is a brisa that says that if one is with family members, so then in such a case you cannot read kriyashma. Now included in family members is also your wife. So the brisa over here is machmir. Rav Yosef is going to have to say that there is a machlokis tanoim, even in regards to his wife. I, who don't differentiate between wife and others, also will say that it's a machlokis tanoim. So just like you all need to say it's a machlokis tanoim, says Shmuel, so will I say that as well. The Gemara continues to analyze the halachos of reading Kriya Shema when one is not dressed in bed. We had learned that if there were two people, which was common in those days, the two people that were sleeping in the same bed, so then the Gemara had said, quote from a braisa, Zeh machzer panav v'kore kriya shema. Each one turns away from each other. Amar mar, Zeh machzer panav v'kore kriya shema. Each one turns away, asks the Gemara, v'ika gavos. But what about the fact that their backsides, Agava is a backside, what about the fact that their backsides are touching each other? Answers the Gemara, Misayeh Aleilu Rav Huna. It seems to be approved to Rav Huna. Dama Rav Huna, Rav Huna taught, Agavos ein ba mishum erva, that the halacha of Agavos is, the backsides aren't considered erva, only the area in front, not the area behind. Says the Gemara, and I'll now bring you a proof for Rav Huna. Lema Misayeh Leilu Rav Huna, we're going to bring a proof from the Mishnah in Challah. The Mishnah discusses, this is an important halacha, not only for the stated reasons, but for other reasons as well. The Mishnah in Challah discusses, A, that a person who is undressed cannot make a bracha. B, that due to the fact that the physiology between men and women are different, a woman, when she's sitting, since the erva is not obvious, is covered up, so then in such a case, she can make a bracha sitting. In contrast to a man, the erva is still seen. Says the Gemara, Le Misei Le Ravuna, Ha'isha Yoshevet V'Kotzala Chalosa Aruma, Mipnei She'echol L'Lechasos Panel B'Karka. The erva is covered in the karka. Avaloa Ish, a man not. Tangentially, this mission is important also in terms of the halacha of standing for a bracha. Some who are medayek, that from our Mishnah in Challah that we just quoted, it seems that a person is allowed to sit when making a bracha. Yet there are Mar Makomos, the Rishonim in the end of Maseches Pesachim by Sviras Omer, discussed that there are Makoros that one needs to stand by a bracha. Some suggest that Challah is different because Challah is what's called a matir and is not a mitzvah. In order to be able to eat the Challah, then you need to be mafrish Challah. Either way, coming back to the topic over here in the Braisa, in the Mishnah, in Challah, excuse me, the Mishnah tells us that when it comes to the Erva, there is a difference between man and woman. A woman sitting is acceptable. Man cannot, because it would have a din of Roes Erva. Analyzes the Gemara that we see when it comes to both the man and woman, we're not concerned about the back. We're only concerned about the front. So Agavos is not going to be a problem of Erva. That's a proof to Rav Huna. The Mishnah in Challah in Perek Beis is a proof to Rav Huna. Answers the Gemara, Tirgum Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Kigon Shayi Paneha tochos bekarke. It could very well be that the agavos is an erva, but if the agavos, if we're talking about a case where she was sitting along the ground, so then the agavos were also in the ground, and since they were in the ground, they were covered as well. Continuing to analyze the halachos of Kriyishma when in bed. Amar mar, im hoye banav ubnei besav ktanim mutter. If he has small children, then you don't have to worry about the erva. Vahad kama, asks the Gemara, until what age? Amar chizda, tinokas bashol shan v'yomechad, v'tinuk ben teisha shanim v'yomechad. This is an important line in age vis-a-vis the halachos of erva that Rav Chizda over here gives us, and that is, when it comes to a girl, it already starts at age 3. When it comes to a boy, it starts by age 9. Rashi explains that those are the ages in which they are capable of having bia. Ikudamri, others say, Tinokas bas yudalev shanim v'yom echad, v'tinik ben shteim esrei shanim v'yom echad. Others say that for a girl, it's 11 years old, and for a boy, 12 years old. Idi v'idi, both of these individuals, the boy and the girl, idi v'idi, both of them, ad kidei, aren't considered grown up until they reach the pasuk in Yecheskel, shadayim nechonu usarech tzamach, that their breasts have grown and that their hair has reached the stage of puberty. Hence, the Gemara says, according to this man, the Omar, it's 12 and 11. Amalei Rav Kana l'Rav Ashi. Amalei Rav Kahana l'Rav Ashi, Hasam Amarava Afagav D'Tiyufta D'Shmuel V'Hilchasa Kavasei D'Shmuel. We had learned from Shmuel on the bottom of Chav Gimla Mebeis that the halacha is that one is allowed to take one's tefillin into bed even if one's wife is there. Nevertheless, the Gemara had challenged Shmuel from a brisa. And despite that fact, we had Paskin like Shmuel. Hachamai, over here as well, what would the halacha be? Here again, Shmuel was lenient when it came to Ishto Imo, despite the fact that there was a brisa against him. Amalei, atu kula b'chada machtaninu? Are all of these one group? Literally, Rashi explains, chada machta means were they weaved as one? In other words, just because we paskin like Shmuel in one case, does it mean that all of a sudden you're going to paskin over here? Why even introduce that? Over there, when it came to Shmuel, we said that we paskin despite the fact that it's a braisa. Elahechad itmar itmar. Where we learned that the halach is like him, we paskin like him. Bechad lo itmar, period. Amalei Ramari l'Rav Papa. Seyer yotze bigda mahu. What would the halacha be if a pubic hair would protrude from the beged? Would that have a din erva? Karalea, seyar, seyar, if Papa said it's here, it's here. In other words, it's not going to be considered erva. The Gemara now continues, once it's begun discussing the halachos of Kriyishma and erva, and begins to outline some of the more well-known halachos and very important halachos as far as erva. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, 10 lines from the bottom, tefach b'isha erva. If there is a tefach of a woman that's revealed, it's considered an erva. The Gemara analyzes. Lamai, what are we talking about? Ilein l'stakulaba. If we're talking about the isser of istaklus, the Amar of Sheshes, or Sheshes thought, lama mana akos of tachshitin shebechutz im tachshitin bifnim. Rav Sheshes describes that there were two rings that were put on a woman. One was put actually in the erva itself, the way a earring would be put on. It was even put in the erva. Rashi explains that the reason for that was to prevent men from being with women who are besulos. And then, of course, there is the tachshit in shebechutz, let's say the earring or the nose ring. The Torah, says Rav Sheshes, put together the ring that was in the inside, the erva, is what, and equates it to the ring on the outside. Lo malacha, to teach you. Kol mistakel be'etzba ktana shel isha. Any person that looks at a small finger of a woman, according to the power of Rav Sheshes, Rashi in Meseches Shabbos on Samach Dalet says that the be'etzba ktana over here is where they would put the ring on the outside, the takshrit and the chutz, kilu mistak of a makom atarf, as if he looked in the erva, which is an iser. So, says the Gemara, if we're talking about the iser of istaklus, so then that applies not only in a tefach of an area that's normally covered, it applies everywhere in an isha. So that's not the topic over here. Ela b'ishto ulekriyishma. But rather the topic we're talking about is a person one is allowed to look at, one's wife. And nevertheless, if there's a tefach that's uncovered, one is not allowed to read kriyishma in front of her. Amar Rav Chizda continues, Shoik b'isha erva, what's the makar that the leg of a woman is an erva? As the pasuk says in Yeshayo, Gali, Shok avari naharot. The first pasuk of Yeshayo that we're quoting describes the revealing of the leg, and Ksiv, in the next pasuk it says, Tigal ervasech gantire cherpasech, that it's equated with the gilui ha'erva. Hence the makar, shok b'isha erva. Of course, in the Daf Yomi Shir, one cannot get involved in all the details. One needs to read the Gemara and be masbir to the best of our abilities. But as well known, there is a big discussion exactly which area qualifies as shok. The Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, kol b'isha erva, the voice of a woman is an erva. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, ki kolech arev umarech nave. Torah describes her voice as beautiful. Rashi says, if it's beautiful, that comes along with a taiva. Hence, one cannot read Kriya Shema in that context. Amar of Sheshes, seyar b'isha erva. The hair of a woman is an erva. Shenemar, again, quoting from the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Pasuk says, again, praising her Seir, which would then be a Yetzer Hara for the man. Hence, one cannot read Kriya Shema in front of it. The Gemara continues, Be'ezer Hashem, seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Chanina Reisiyas Rabbi Shetolot Filof. Rabbi Chanina recounted that he saw a Rabbi that he hung his filin. In other words, he put it hanging on a hook. Mesive asks the Gemara Kash, is that what Rabbi Chanina did? Hatoyla tefilav yisluhu chayav. If someone hangs his tefillin, so then he deserves to have his life hanged. In other words, his life will hang in the balance. There will be nothing, his life will be in jeopardy. Dorshe Rishuma Chamuro Samru, there were those who were Doresh, who expounded on the difficult things in the Torah. Amru, they said, the pasuk in Devarim that says, "V'hayu chayecha tzluyim lecha mineged," this is in the Tochacha, describing how terrible things could chas v'chalila be. There the Torah says, "Ufachadita laila v'yamam v'lo tamin b'chayecha." You will be constantly afraid and you won't have any confidence in your life. What do the Darshech Amuro say? Zeh atolot tefilov. This is someone who hangs their tefillin. So what do we see? We see from here that the halacha is that one is not allowed to hang one's tefillin. Answer the Gemara, loy kasha. Habiritzua, habikatzitza. If the tefillin is hanging from a strap, in other words, you have a hook that's hanging out of the wall, and you put the strap, let's say, of the shel rosh on it, and the shel rosh itself hangs downward. That's a gnai for the tefillin. Habik ktsitsa, ktsitsa here means the bias itself. If you put the bias on top of a hook that's large enough to hold it, then that would not be a zilzal. Continues the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. V'ibayisem aloshna ritzua v'aloshna ktsitsa asur. But in both cases, it would be prohibited to hang it on a hook, even if it was lying down. V'chi tala rebbe, and when did we have Rebbe reported as hanging his tefillin by Rabbi Chanina, Biki Sasa Tala. That was talking about where it was already in its holder. Asks the Gemara, Iach, if that's so, Maila Memra, then what is the Chidush? Mao the same, Aymar thought, says the Gemara, Tebaya Hanochik for Torah, that it has to be put away like a Sefer Torah. Kamash Malan, it's coming to make us hear that no, that the halacha is not this way. The Gemara continues one line from the bottom. I apologize for the noise in the background. It's actually a very tragic and historical moment right now. I'm recording this on Chav Ches Tammuz, on Tavshin Ayin Beis, and just a few hours ago, Rav Eliyashiv was nifter. And the noise that you were hearing a moment before in the background was the announcement for his Levaya. We'll be leaving it in about an hour or so. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, ani ra'isi es Rebbe. Rabbi Chanina said that I saw Rebbe in regards to his tefillin, shegiyek upiyek v'nis'atesh. Giyek, Rashi says, is he burped? Piyek. Piyek is to yawn. V'nis'atesh means to pass gas. Varak means to spit. U'mimashmesh bibigdo. U'mishamshoy bibigdo. And he would clean his begadim from lice. Avoloy hayim misateh. But if the beged fell off, he would not wrap himself in the beged. U'kishayim mefaik. And when he yawned, hayim miniach yodoy al sentoroy, he would cover his chin. In other words, he would cover his mouth to show that he was yawning. The Gemara asks a question on the above. Meisive, hamashmiya koilip bitfilasai, harezim ekatni emuna. If someone raises his voice during tefillah, he's considered one of the ketane emuna. He's not a maimon. Why? Because it's as if he's acting as if HaKadosh Baruch will only hear him if he screams. Hamashmiya koilip bitfilasai, harezim mekat. Someone who raises his voice is considered like a false prophet. This is what we're interested in. That's why we didn't really differentiate between Mashpia and Magbia. It's a different topic. Someone who burps or he sneezes, yawns, excuse me, hareza migase ruach. That is someone who's a bal gaiva. If someone sneezes, simin ralo, then it's a bad sign. Before we go on, the word misatesh sometimes refers to sneezing through one's mouth, and sometimes it refers to passing gas. Later on, the Gemara will learn that misatesh means someone who passes gas against his will. So we say, HaMisatesh B'Tfilas V'Simin Ralo. Even though it's against his will, it's a bad sign for him. V'Yeshomer Nikar Shu Mechur. And others say, it's obvious that he is disgusting. HaRak B'Tfilas, someone who spits, Ki'ilu Rak B'Fnei HaMelech. Like someone who had spit in front of the king. Asks the Gemara, B'Yishle Megayikum Mefaik. When it comes, at first glance, we have a stira. Because above, we said there's nothing wrong with doing Giyuk and Mefahek, and here we learn that's problematic. So Gemara says, Bishlam Megag Mefahek lo kash, there's no stira kan lo also kan lo ritzono. When did the Gemara say that we had Rebbe who had been Megag Mefahek? That was also was against his will. However, here is Beratzon. And Beratzon, then the Gemara says, then he's considered like Gase Ruach. Ella, Misatesh Amisatesh Kasha. But what about the misatesh versus the misatesh? Here we're learning that the misatesh means someone who passes gas. So that's a contradiction. Earlier we had said that misatesh was something that Rebbe did. So Gemara says, misatesh ha-misatesh na-kasha, kam milamala, kam milamata. But we had pointed out that there are two different types of itush. One being milamala, and that is what we call sneezing. And that's what Rebbe would do, and that's okay. And milamata is what we call passing gas, and that would be problematic. This matter was a question in the yeshiva of Rav Mnuna. V'takila li kulei tamudai. And Rav Zera says that this milsa, this matter, ivla li bei Rav Mnuna, v'takila li kikula tamudai. And it is dearer to me than anything else in all the Talmud. This thing that I learned, what's that? Hamasatish betfilaso simin yafilo. That if somebody sneezes during the evening, it's a good sign. Kishem sha'osim lo nachas ruach milamata, kachosim lo nachas ruach milamala. That just like there is ruach that's been expressed in this world, so too there is a nachas ruach, there is a good ruach that will be expressed in the world above. So Rav Hamnuna, who sneezed all the time, was very, very happy to hear this. Continues the Gemara, El Rok Arok Asha. But there's a steer in regards to spitting. Because we said that Rebbe spit, and yet we said that someone who spits is considered as if he spit into the king's face. So Gemara says, Rok Arok Namilo Kasha. Efshik to Rebbe Yehuda. It's possible to be going and explain it according to Rebbe Yehuda. Dom Rebbe Yehuda, Hayomad Vitilav in his Damin Lo Rok. If someone is davening and then he needs to spit, Mavliya Bitaliso, he should absorb it in his talus. In other words, expunge it into his talus. Vim talus nohu, Mavliya Bafra Kususo. And if his talus is nice, then he should have it spit into his hat. Ravina Avakoy Achori Duravashi Zamilo Rok, Poske Lachore. Ravina was by Ravashi, and Ravashi spit backwards. Amalei, lo saver la mal hadar of Yehuda, mavli abafra kusasa. Why did you not spit into your hat? Amalei, ano anino datoi. I am an anin for das. Like a istinus. Someone who is bothered by things easily. Hence, to spit into my hat would be something that I would find very disturbing. Rashi and Sukkah describes anine adas as individuals that can't Bisovel can't tolerate anything that's disgusting. Rashi Sukkah Chavtes, Amin Alf. It's probably similar to the word of Aninus, where a person doesn't have anything. He's just lost a family member. So Anine Adas, he's not able to tolerate. He almost goes out of his mind, just like Chas V'Chalila, a person at the time of Ptira. The Gemara continues. First, middle-sized line. Hamashvia kol koiloi bitfilosai harezi mikatnei emunah. Someone who raises his voice, so then it's considered an individual has a low threshold of emuna. Amar avuna loy shanu el shiyach lechavin es libo belachash. This is only an individual who was able to concentrate if he was quiet. So then if he's raising his voice, then it's as if chas v'chalila he's saying, kilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot hear him. Avo ein loyach lechavin es libo belachash mutter. But if he can't concentrate without raising his voice, that's not a problem. Vahani mili biyachid, this applies in regards to a yachid. Avol b'tzibur, asli mitzvah tzibura. But when it comes to davening with a public, so then there would be an issue of tircha de tzibura, and hence the halacha is that he's not supposed to daven in such a case out loud. The Gemara continues four lines into the wide and chavdal, half the middle size wide lines on chavdal and the base. Rabbi Abba have come shot me not the Rabbi Yehuda. David Kaboy le Mesek Lara di Yisrael. Rabbi Abba was trying to slip away from Rabbi Yehuda because he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why did he need to slip away? The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, had held that once the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed and Bavel had become the center of Torah, Kol Ola mi Bavel Lara di Yisrael, over Baseh. If somebody goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, then he was over in Aseh. Shenemar Bavelo Yuvu Vishama Yiyu. Yirmiyahu describes that the Gzeres Hashem was to be in Bavel. Ad Yom Pakati Osam Num Hashem. Omar, he said, Ezel Ishme Mine Milsa Mi Beis Vada V'Hadar Afik. He says, but I want to go and hear one more thing before I go. Rav Yoshev, whose Levaya we are preparing to go to in a few minutes, commented on this Gemara I opened up while I was doing the daf to his shiurim. He comments on this line of Rebbe Abba. Before I go, let me go to the Beis Medrash. Kmo sha'omer Chazal, Rechov Yoshev, lo'olam al yibna adam esatzmi Beis Medrash v'afilu sha'achas. Rebbe Abba didn't want to lose a moment from being in the Beis Medrash. So he had a plan. It was time for him to go. But he wanted to make every second. And even one moment, Shah Achas, 1 hour, according to some Mefarshim, will even be one moment. That moment was dear to him. They say that every second of learning was dear to Rav Elyashiv. One time, he, Bli Ayin Hara, has already, I think it went like this, he had a great-grandchild that had a grandson. And his shamish came over to him and said to him, Rav Mazel Tov, Hayalecha Neched La'aninshcha. So Rav Elyashiv commented to him, he said, he's so distant from me in generations, could even testify Eidus with him, Kashala Eidus. And therefore don't interrupt my learning for that. Every second was absolutely precious to him in Talmud Torah, and every single one of us has to pick up that slack in the learning. Azul, he went. Ashkeche, he found. L'tana diktoni kamed Rav Yehuda, hayoimit betfila v'nis atesh, mamtin atshi chala ruach v'chozo mispal. What he heard that they were teaching was that if someone had passed gas, so in such a case he should wait till the smell has gone and then continue davening. Igadami, others had said, hayoimit betfila umivakesh, umbikesh l'satesh, Marchik lachrav dal dadamus umisatesh umamtin atshi chal ruach v'chozer umispal. He should take four amos back, and then there is a tefila which he adds. V'omer, and he adds the following tefila. Rabbona shalolam. Yitzartanu nikavim nikavim chalulim chalulim galuv yedua fenecha cherpasenu chlimasenu b'chayenu. Know our embarrassment in this world. And in the end, we become like worms. Our bodies ultimately are eaten by the worms. And then he picks up where he left off. So Rabbi Abba said, Ilu lo, basi ela shema davar zeh dayo. It was enough for me just to come to hear this halacha. Every moment in the Beis Medrash is precious. The Gemara continues on the last medium-sized line. If a person is sleeping in bed, but it is so cold that he cannot get out from under the blankets, he tucks the talis under his neck, and he could read Kriyashma. V'yeshayimrim aliboy. And some say, on his heart. Asks the Gemara, that makes a lot of sense. Because if he differentiates between his heart and his lower part of his body, so then that takes care of the problem of liboy roya eso erva. However, what is a Tanakama going to do about the fact that there is a prohibition that the heart, literally, in literal translation, would be see the erva, the lower part of the body, the pubic area of the body. V'tanakama re libo ros erva. Kosovar libo ros erva mutter, answers the Gemara second word line. That Tana holds that libo ros erva is permissible. Period. Amar avuna rabbi yechman, hayim ahalach b'muvois haman tunachos. If someone is going in alleyways that are sullied, metunafos here will mean that there is something with excrement in it. He puts his hand on his mouth, vikare kriyashma. And then he's able to read kriyashma. This mandomer will hold that the hand will block between the davra metunaf and his kriyashma. Amalei Rav Chizda said, v'elokim, an expression, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im amra li Rav Yochanan b'pumei, lo tzalisin alei. Rav Huna, even if Rav Yochanan himself had told this to me, I wouldn't have listened to it. Some have the version slightly differently. Amar Rav Barachanam Rav Yeshua ben Levi, a different source. Rav Barachanam, the name of Yeshua ben Levi. Hayim ha'alech b'muvot ha'metunafot, meniach yodo alpiv v'kare kriyashma. Amalei Rav Chizda, same response. Same responder, it's Rav Chizda. Ha'elokim,
He had told me this to me directly, I wouldn't have listened. Asks the Gemara, Umi Amar Rav Huna Hachi? Did Rav Huna say such a thing? V'amar Rav Huna, Talmud Chacham, also l'lamod b'mokam hatunafos, l'fishi evsher lo, lamod b'li hirur Torah. Rav Huna said, a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to stand the mokam matunaf because he's not allowed to even be ma'arab Torah. So how could it possibly be that he could read Torah and simply cover his mouth? And says the Gemara, like kasha kamboy mit kamim mahalech. It depends on whether he's standing one place or he's walking. Since he's walking, the halacha is that he'd be allowed to do this. We had discussed in the past in one of the halacha shiurim about dirty diapers and one of the halacha lemais from the daf that when it comes to a davar hametunaf, you're not allowed to even think in learning if the davar hametunaf, the excrement, is not covered. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan achi. Ask the Gemara, you want to say that there's a distinction between whether you're standing one place or you're walking. Does Rabbi Yochanan say such a thing? You're not allowed to sing in Torah in the Beis HaMerchatz and Beis HaKiseh. You say it's mutter while you're walking. At the end of the day, there is an absolute issur of even thinking in Torah in the Beis HaKiseh and the Beis HaMerchatz. If you're going to want to say, no, that price was only talking about omeit, that it prohibited. But mahalach would be permissible. Amy, that's not correct. For Rabbi Yavo, avakaz l'batzer Rabbi Yochan. Rabbi Yavo was going after him. Avakarikosh kriyashma. He was reading kriyashma. Kimata involves hamadunafos. And when he came to those, he was quiet. If he was quiet, that's clearly because, even though he was walking, you're not allowed to learn in a mavui hametunaf. Amalei the Rabbi Yochanan leheichon ahader. Rabbi Yochanan then said, "Where should I go back?" In other words, he stopped. He was mafsik. He was an ones, but he stopped. He was mafsik. Now, when he goes back, does he pick up where he left off, or something else? Amalei imsho kedei ligmaris kulo. If when you had been mafsik because you went into this alleyway that had davar matunaf, and it took the amount of time it says it takes to say kriyas shema. So then, in such a case, then you've got to do what? Chayzer l'roish. You got to go back to the beginning. Hachi kamerle. But rather, this the Gemara says is what he was bothered by. Lidi di lo svirle. Lidi, I don't hold that you have to repeat the whole thing, even as ligmar kula. Lidi dak svir lachem shas kidei ligmar kula chayzer l'roish. But according to you, in other words, I hold, says Rabbi Yochanan, that there's a difference between mahalech and oimid. And really, that I hold the halacha is that you were allowed to continue. And Rabbi Avohu, who didn't, so then in such a case, that was because he assumed that was usher. Rabbi Yochanan said to him, I hold that mahalech is mutter, like the shita we had seen above in the Gemara. But you, who obviously didn't hold that way, so if the amount of time that lasts is kedei ligmar is kulo, then the halacha is going to be different. Gemara continues. Tanya kavase de Rav Huna, Tanya kavase de Rav Chisda. We learn the brisa like Rav Huna, and we learn the brisa like Rav Chisda. Tanya kavase de Rav Huna, hamahalach b'mavos hametunafos, miniach yodo alpivi yikari kriyashma. One brisa taught, you put your hand on your mouth. Tanya kavase de Rav Chisda, similar like Rav Chisda, hamahalach b'mavos hametunafos, lo yikari kriyashma. If he's going in these dirty alleyways, you should not. V'lo od, elim shayu karibo, upos, uba. He was reading and came inside of it, posik. He should stop. Lopak, if he didn't stop, my, what would the halacha be? Amar Miyasha bar, braider of Yeshua ben Levi. Miyasha was the grandson of Yeshua ben Levi, the son of the son of Yeshua ben Levi. All of our custom oimer, on him the pasuk says, v'gam ani nasat lechem chukim lo yitovim mishpatim lo yichyu bohem. I gave you mishpatim and you didn't follow those rules of those mishpatim. Rabasi Yomer, Rabasi quoted another pasuk in Yeshayahu, hoi moish evon b'chav le'yashav v'cha'avois ha'agola chata'a.
They fall, explains Rashi, on simple Averis. Averis that are just simply about speaking. Just stop saying Kriya Shema. Yet he didn't. Ravada Barav Omar Mahachak, he Dvar Hashem Boza. He was Mavaza, the words of Hashem that he said around excrement. Vim Pasak Mascharo. And what if he stops, what is his reward? Amar Rabbi Avo, Olav HaKosav Omer, Ubadover Hazeh Tarichu Yomim. In this manner you will be Zoche for long days. Chazal understood, says Rashi, Bishvil Dibur. Badover Hazeh, because of Dibur, that you are careful with your Dibur to say Dvarim Shekedusha in the right place, and you'll be Zoche for Arichas Yom. This concludes Bezer Hashem, Daf Chof Dalit, and Bezer Hashem, we will now go on to the halacha component.
Bezer Hashem inspired today's Daf, its first halacha, will be the topic of walking with tefillin in areas that might be dirty. In America, it is not as common. However, the figure over here on Daf Chof Dalet that discusses the areas that one is allowed to take one's tefillin going into a bathroom, here, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, it is common for people to be wearing their tefillin often. I'm recording this sitting in the old city of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. There are many, many people here who wear their tefillin all day. My Rebbe, Rav Nevenzal Shlita, for years and years and years, wore his tefillin all day. Now, because of health reasons, he tends to wear it less. Tangentially, he feels that one should and maybe even has to wear tefillin during mincha, because the whole p'tur of not wearing tefillin is that one's body is not going to be clean. However, if one is davening as it is, so then why not wear tefillin? Maybe one has to in such an instance. Either way, in terms of the scope of the halacha of tefillin, where one is allowed to take one's tefillin when one is wearing, is brought out by the following halacha, which emerged from our sugyan. Simen mem gimel sif hey, the mechaber writes as following. As we saw on Daf Chof Dalet, both on Amud Aleph and on Amud Beis, the halacha is that one needs to take one's tefillin off when one goes to the Beis HaKiseh. The Mishnah Berurah comments on a case that is much more relevant and much more vague. In Sif Katan Chof of Simen Mem Dalet, he writes the following. Kofel ha-Rama, Simen Nuntes, demutu likanes bitfilin limuvoz hamatunafos, afil yesha mako matunaf lehedya. A person is allowed to go into a sullied area. However, the Rama Mipano suggests, or Menachem Azariah suggests, tov lachasosa bekova, it's better to cover it with a hat, but there isn't a chiyuf. The Magen Avraham brings a brilliant raya from our Gemara. Towards the bottom of Chof Dalet on the days we had learned that Rabbi Avohu was reading Kriya Shema. He was walking in the street, like here, the Anshei Vatikin of Yerushalayim, and he was reading Kriya Shema, and when he came to Mavos HaMatunafos, he was silent. Then he had a question, in such a case, where should he start when he continues again? But the only thing he did was he stopped saying Kriya Shema. He did not take off his tefillin. Says the Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Yud Aleph, Ubevadai Loi Kara Kriya Shema Beloi Tefillin, if he didn't take off his tefillin, it's a simen that one is allowed to wear one's tefillin in an area that's dirtied, and it's quite clear, at least from the perspective of Shulchan Aruch, that mutunafos means that there was even excrement that was around. Ultimately, the Magen Avraham is not willing to be as makel as his own raya, And he concludes, "Umiu yeshama da kopan kishiyodeya sheikanes derech mivalt metufnafos lo yimichem bebeiso ela bebeis hakneses." If one knows that the area that he's going to pass is a sullied area, so then the Magen Avraham suggests that one not put on one's tallis and tefillin in one's house. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common. It has to be judged in Chutz Laaretz whether it's appropriate vis-a-vis Gentiles, but here in Eretz Yisrael, it's quite common as an Hilchos Tefillin to put on one's tefillin at home and then go to shul. Nevertheless, the Magen Avraham says it's better if it's a Makom HaMetunef that he's going to pass not to do that, and he brings a raya from the Gemara and Shabbos on Kuf Klav Zayin that there were Amoraim that didn't want to put their tefillin on and go into a Beis Avodah Zarah because of Ali comes to Divrei Kedusha B'Makom Tumah. One, maybe one could defend and say that Gemara in Shabbos is worse. And the Ramah Mipano will say, no, there the Beis Avodah Zarah is a Makom Tumah. Here, when it comes to excrement, it's not Tumah, it's just an Isra of Ahoyim Machanecha Kadosh. It's a violation of saying the Shem Hashem Makom Kadosh, but it's not as severe as bringing tefillin into a place of Tumah. And then the Magen Avraham says that there are some people who say that one can cover the tefillin with one's hand. The Mishnah Berurah adds that the Machzis HaShekel is of the opinion that even the Ritzuos that have the Krichos ala etzba, even the area of the finger, should also be covered as well. The Mishnah Berurah then goes on and quotes the Chuvetz Radvaz that says as well that the tefillin should be covered in the Makomos HaMetunafos. Hence, the Mishnah Berurah comes out strongly on the side that in such a situation, one should put them on in the Beis HaKnesses. Our great Rebbe Rav Neman Sal Shlita, in his Aros to the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, again, we're in Simin Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Chaf in the Mishnah Berurah, and the important Magen Avraham is Sif Katan Yud Aleph, adds that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach Zatzal was lenient about the following common issue, and that is that even if the street does not have excrement, nevertheless, what's very common here in Israel are garbage bins where people throw their garbage, as well as inside of it is not just simply waste from meals, but as well as dirty diapers. The language of Rav Neman Sal is, Admor hitil avo liyad mechulos ashpan nitzos berachov, mishum she'eno nechshav lemevaos hametunafos. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt it would not qualify as mevaos hametunafos. Here, there isn't an elaboration why. Presumably because even if there's excrement inside, it's been covered many times over, and the odor that might be emitted from it, which is only a suffix, it doesn't only come from things that are prohibited. Hence, it could very well be that's what's behind this sock to be lenient. So what will come out is if one knows that one is passing prohibited excrement, so then one should not go with one's tefillin, passing by what we would call a garbage area would not be problematic. I did see that there is a greater elaboration of the psak that Rav Neman Sal here says from Shlomo Zalman in Halicha Shlomo in Perek Esrim Alocha Aleph, where Rav Shlomo Zalman does say that if it's an area where the smell accumulates and there is a very bad odor that is often emits from this area, then in such a case, it could very well qualify as a Makom HaMetunef, that it would be at least prohibited to daven and learn over there, and Yesh Lodun, that it could very well be that it would be prohibited as well to walk with tefillin. However, if it's an area that is cleaned out relatively often, and I think his lashon is ulam pachei ashba shabechovot bizaneinu kimin shasim l'tzrokon kemat bechol yom. If it's cleaned almost every day, so then in such a case, and as well, he adds a slur that we have mentioned. It's often put into closed bags, so then in such a case, it does not have a din of graf sharei. One more point before we conclude: when we talk about excrement, one needs to verify. But in Shulchan Aruch, we are lenient in Simin Ayin Tes Siv Dalid, that Soas Kelev, that the excrement of a dog, which is a very common obstacle from our days, that I remember in New York, that is the most common type of tzoa that appears in the street, especially in places where people aren't careful to curb after their dog. Instead of going after large soda bottles, Mayor Bloomberg should go after those who don't curb their dogs. But in those cases, it could very well be still that would not have a din tzoa, because the Mechaber Paskins in Simin Ayin Tes, Siv Dalid, tzoas kelev v'chazir im nasim behem olos, if they're used to make hides, machikimem kimot tzoas mitzoas adam, then they're considered like tzoas adam. Vin lav, dinim kedin tzoas shah behem achai v'ok, she'ein tzarech laharchik behem im, ein behem reach ra. If they don't have a reach ra, which they have a slight reach, if I recall, but not a strong odor, so if one distances oneself from it, it could be with the affirmation, with greater rabbanim, it could be that would not have the din of tzoa. Hence, walking with one's tefillin in such a place would not be problematic. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, is a topic that we are often involved in, and we act in a particular way, but we haven't really often thought it through, and maybe just to give a little bit of background for the halachos might be helpful. We learn on Chavdalet Amin Aleph, the Mishnah in the second parak of Chala, which discusses that a woman sitting, even if she's not dressed, will be able to be mafrish Chala. Now, of course, the sugya was discussing in terms of the halachos of Erva, which we've alluded to in the past, and Be'ezer Hashem in the future, we could discuss some of these halachos. That's not the topic for today. The topic is standing for mitzvot and birchas hamitzvah. This Mishnah, Mifureshes, seems to go against a cryptic sentence in the Rush, which becomes part of the basics, the 101 of the halachos of Asiyas HaMitzvah. In one of the last lines in all Maseches Pesachim, in Simin Mem Bet Aleph, in Perek Arve Pesachim, the Rosh concludes the halachos of Sfiras HaOmer with the following line. V'chi mevarachim, when we make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer, mevarachim me'umad, it should be done standing, v'tana rabbanan, bakoma, the Torah tells us, Hachel Harmesh Bakama, in the beginning of the planting season. Now, Bakama means when the wheat has already been standing up. And what I mean by the beginning is the beginning of, I wasn't accurate when I described the season, we meant by the harvesting season. And that's when the wheat is standing up. Tocha Rispa, you should begin counting. And the Rosh quotes a Tana Rabbanan, Loisikri Bikama Ela Bikuma. That Chazal Darshin, that one should do it standing. You should do the mitzvah standing. Hence, the bracha and Sfiras HaOmer should be done standing. This finds its way into Shulchan Aruch in many different ways. The Mechaber and Simin Tav Pei Tetzif Aleph, when quoting Sfiras HaOmer, V'tzarech lispar moment. One needs to count Sfiras HaOmer standing. This is based on this Rosh. In the Hagos of the Hagri Bachrach, under the Rosh, he points out that there is a flag on the play, if you will, illegal move by the Ber Agola in his comment to the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Ber Agola says, Harash b'sol psachem mi b'raisa t'vikamel tachel. He says that's a b'raisa. Point out the grib, the agos agrib. There's no b'raisa. And he argues that there was a mistake in the transmission of the Rosh, that the Rosh Etevos, Ditan Rabbanan, Dalid, Tav Reish, is an error. And really, the correct letter should be the Samchuhu Rabbanan, that it was a Kabbalah, and he proved that the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Knidin and Misalpin does not claim that this is an express price, but rather Samchu Rabbanan Asmechu Akla writes the Ketzer Mishnah Perek Zayin in Knidin and Misalpin that this was a mnemonic that was used to remember this halachic phenomenon that one is supposed to stand during Asiyas HaMitzvahs. If you'll notice, most people are careful when they do a mitzvah that they're standing. It is because of the expansion of this, possibly smichas chachamim, to the pasuk mehachel chabesh bakama, to other mitzvahs. For example, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, in Simin Tav Kuf Pei Hey, the Mechaber says, Tzarech l'tkala me'umad, comments the Taz, d'chsiv, Yom Tura Yelechem, v'yafina milechem d'gabe Omer. And we learn the Lechem from Omer, u'sfartem Lechem. And Omer needs to be done standing. So this becomes the Mekar for one to need to stand during Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If you take a look, the post can discuss, based on the Magen Avraham and Tzif Katan Aleph, that it's not clear whether only the one who's blowing has to stand, or the one who's hearing as well has to be standing also. Because at the end of the day, we do have what's called the Tzkios Dimiyushav, which literally means the kios that one sits through. Either way, here is another example of where this source by Tzvi Talmer becomes a makar for other mitzvahs as well. This also finds itself in Hilchos Tzitzis as well. The Mechaber in Simin Ches, Sif Aleph writes, Yis'atef b'tzitzis v'yvarech m'umad. One should wrap oneself in tzitzis and make a bracha standing. The Ben Agra claims that there is a Yerushalmi as well that says that brachos need to be said standing, ayin sham. However, if you look at many of the notes of Kalim, they again make reference to this halacha of Sfiras HaOmer and begin to discuss the relationship between Sfiras HaOmer and Talis. This is known as the Prima Gadim comments of Mishpat Zalzot, Sif Katan Aleph, as Atas, Omer, Tzitzis, and Tkia. Now we return to our Gemara with a basic question. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and the Gemara asks, but our Gemara, Brachos Chavdalet Amin Aleph, as well as the Mishnah in Challah, expressly states that a woman could be Mafrish Challah when sinning. And we see that there's no caveat that l'chatchila is supposed to be done standing. The Magen Avraham gives one answer, and the Vilna Gaon gives another answer, and those two answers will have profound nafkaminas lahalacha. The Magen Avraham's answer is challah is a different type of mitzvah. Challah is what we call in Lundish terminology a matir. It's not a mitzvah kiyumis that a person is supposed to be mafresh challah, even though Revitzin Kanievsky, Allah Shalom, used to make hafreshes challah a whole event, and she felt that there was a tremendous skula based on Ma'amar Chazal, as taught by her father and her husband. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, hafreshes challah is a matir. Since it's a matir, then what does it need to stand up? However, a kiyum, like tzitzis, like shofar, like omer, so then in such a case, a person needs to stand. The Vilna Gaon within the sugya of challah, which we cannot get into right now, totally rejects the Magen Avraham's opinion, his teirutz, and he says, Ein lahem shachar, and he asks a strong kasha on the Magen Avraham, which clearly one could also formulate what the Magen Avraham's response would be, but either way, the Gra rejects this Magen Avraham and suggests a different approach. The Gra suggests there is absolutely no source that the bracha has to be done standing. The mitzvah has to be done standing. Is that so? According to the Gra, it seems that the woman would make the bracha sitting because of libara to erva, and then do the mitzvah as per required to be stood. And it could very well be, and this requires more an analysis see the prima gadim that lechatchila every mitzvah, whether a matir or a mitzvah kiyumis, is supposed to be done standing. The big naskamina between the Magen Avraham and the Gra is the following. Does every birchas hamitzvah that's a birchas kiyumis need to be done lechatchila standing or not? According to the Magen Avraham, if it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it would seem that the answer is yes. According to the Vilna Gaon, the answer is no. However, from the Vilna Gaon is mashma that when one is doing a mitzvah, then we have this cryptic drasha, which the Prima Gaon finds a Zohar for this as well, that says that lechatchila one is supposed to stand. Hence, we have the background. Obviously, we need to now go through many, many mitzvahs, but we have the background for the halachos of standing by mitzvahs.